So, what was I going to talk? I'm going to talk to you today about praying using art. Now, you may not have ever thought of this. If you're not really artistic, you know, you don't like to draw or whatever, in which case you could just skip this video or you could just watch it for a laugh. I actually know a lot of people who love to use a bit of art, not entirely, but a little bit of art sometimes. It helps them pray. I've in fact done this a little bit myself. Now, I'm not an amazing artist. I do like to do a little bit. Usually when I do some art in my prayer time, it's very simple. It's like matchstick sort of figures. And it just helps me, just like writing helps me externalize and express and solidify what's really going on in my head and my heart towards God. Also, drawing sometimes, it sort of positions my heart so I can imagine. It helps my imagination and it solidifies what I'm imagining. For example, that He is for me, not against me. And if I draw a little picture of that, of God's affection, if I'm able to see, even with really bad art, I'm able to see something of the fact, the truth, if I can see it, not just, you know, hear the words, but see it. Sometimes that impacts my heart more. And I want to be as massively impacted by the word of God as I possibly can. So if drawing helps me, I'm going to do it. Might be a bit unusual. If it helps you, great. Now, I just use a pen. I have one right here. I've got loads of pockets, by the way. People ask about this all the time. How many pockets do Franciscans have? We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and if you count the hood, 8. So that's why Franciscans of the Renewal are the coolest community in the world, because we've got loads of pockets. Okie dokie. So I've randomly picked a gospel. Well, I can tell you right now, the thing that really struck me and kind of provoked me was this whole thing. They occupy the chair of Moses. You must therefore do what they tell you and listen to what they say, but do not be guided by what they do. So that speaks to me of the way the Lord speaks through the church. And that the church is made up of individuals who are limited and flawed, human. Many times they're operating in great holiness and in the wisdom of God and the Holy Spirit. And many times, myself included, they're operating in the flesh and people get hurt and stuff happens that shouldn't happen. And sometimes people in leadership give bad example. That's just a reality, right, of life. Our parents were not perfect, and so too everybody else. So that's a big thing in my heart. I've definitely seen that in my own life. Myself as a sinner, who God still uses sometimes, but I've also seen it in other people, that if I engage my heart in faith, that Jesus can really work through the church and work through the leaders of the church and work through Christians. So I'm going to try and draw that to then kind of make acts of faith about that reality. He's going to be unhappy. Grr. How do you do unhappy eyes, angry eyes? Angry eyes! I'm not sure if you can see that. Can we zoom in? Are you zooming in? Oh, you kind of look zoomed in. Yeah, it is. Wow. Okay, so you can see this is my boy. This is the teacher dude, and he's a bit angry. Angry eyes, and there's these angry lines coming out of him. Sitting on a seat, hand on the hip there, and then the finger out wag as he's teaching. And then behind is Jesus. You see the little X's of his cross. This is him. You see the rays of light coming out of his heart. And I've done these lines that are actually coming from the heart of Jesus, and they're going through this boy's mouth. Jesus got his hands open, all the hands open to us. Just that invitation from Jesus. So for me, this kind of expresses that thing that sometimes I find so hard to not get stuck with what I'm seeing, what I'm maybe hurt by or scandalized by. And of course, Jesus was talking about the Jewish authorities of his day, but it applies to us too, right? But if we really trust that Jesus, that you're really at work in your church. I don't have to fear this person or that person that they're messing things up. I can really trust Jesus that you're in control. And that actually my faith in that reality, my faith in what you're saying to us today in the gospel, actually releases you to do that in a funny way. I had this happen really powerfully. I may have shared this before. I was at Mass as a young fella just after my conversion, and the priest was boring me to death. And I had read in St. Faustina's diary, our Lord said, you know, whenever you go to confession, it's not the priest that you confess to, it's me. He's just a veil, and behind the veil, it's really Jesus. And that he's the one who forgives sins, he's the one who speaks to us in confession. So anyway, I took that principle, and there I am in Mass, and I'm finding it so hard. The priest is preaching, and he really struggled. He's a good man, he struggled to preach, he was so nervous. And I was just struggling. And I said to the Lord, Lord, if you can speak to me and if it's really you in confession, then it must be also you in the Mass and through this priest and through his ordination. I really trust that you can see, but you got to do something, Lord, because I'm dying here. And right at that moment, the priest, in his very difficult, halting voice. He gets so nervous and caught up in himself. And he said, sure, sure, God could even speak through me. He said it right at that moment. When I'd made this faith of Jesus, please speak through this man. Like, what? Really shocking. Like, I was really impacted. And it's still to this day, 25 or more years later, I'm still impacted by that moment of grace. And I know that if I make that act of faith, whether it's in Mass or we're preaching or in confession or just in the church in general, in her leadership, that the Lord is inviting me, inviting you, inviting us to really make this act of faith. Anyway, that's the basic principle. My goal here was not to teach about church authority and Jesus operating through church authority. It's kind of like a double whammy, though, because we did get to hear about that. But it's primarily to teach you about the fact that you can really pray with art and that it can help. It really sometimes helps me. I don't do this very often. Every now and again, I feel the need to do it. Every now and again, I feel the need to draw a little nice, beautiful, cute picture of Jesus just looking at me and loving me. And I realize that this isn't going to be for everybody, but maybe this is something for you. Maybe, you know, you need permission to be a little bit more creative and a bit more free in your prayer. You don't have to fit into somebody else's box in your prayer. What you have to do is pray in a way that helps connect you most with Jesus. So you have my permission to do that if you need it. All right, guys, I hope that's helpful. And God bless you. Bye-bye.